Well, Simon, that was a heck of a derby to watch. What was it like from your perspective?
Well, I think it had a little bit of everything. I think when you reflect on the game, I thought for 25 minutes we were very good. We started the game brightly, kept the ball, asked questions of them, got the goal and had some good opportunities to try and get that second one. After that, I thought Blackburn got back into it and moved the ball well, caused us a few problems. And we did say at half time we need to push up the pitch a little bit, try and condense the space where Ebenez was causing us a bit of problems. But we didn't do that and they got the second goal. So we were on the back foot the 15-20 minutes for the second half again. But we stood firm and last 15-20 minutes thought we were the better team, trying to get the equaliser and do whatever was required to try and achieve that. So Blackburn will feel unfortunate they've conceded in the last minute. We'll feel like it's a victory, but I suppose that's football the other night. Blackburn were on the other side of that sort of scoreline.
When you're chasing an equaliser, how good an option is Paul Gallagher to turn to and say, go on, go and create something for us?
Well, definitely, because he'll give you a pass, he'll give you good delivery from set pieces, and that's why we put Mackinog on as well, because I thought he was a handful when he came on. We don't want to play direct football all the time, but sometimes you have to ask questions of the opposition and make sure that you pick up second balls. And to be fair, it wasn't really a direct ball into the box that got us the goal, the equaliser, because it was some good play and Tom Clark did ever so well and pulled it back to McGeady, who, the one person that he probably wanted on the pitch to have the calmness to slot it away. Probably a bit of an infuriating afternoon for him in terms of how things didn't go for him, but great for it to see it hit the back of the net in front of our way following.
Yeah, both of your goals were really well taken, weren't they, today?
They were, and Barkhuizen has been exceptional for us and showed a different side of him today. He's anticipated it and finished it well. And after that, credit to Blackburn. I thought they passed it well. They got into some good areas that hurt us at times and we just had to stay strong. But again, you can never question the character and spirit within the dressing room, because they keep going to the very end, and who knows where that point comes at the end of the season. It can be very, very valuable, and we're delighted to have not lost the game.
How important is it to have the versatility in your squad that you've got, that you could let Cunningham and Barkhuizen go and have three defenders at the back there and really go for it?
Yeah, well, we had to do it. There's no point sitting back and trying to play the way that we'd played. We had to try and do something different, so we went with the 3-5-2 to try and ask questions of them and get balls in the box and do something differently to try and get out the game. And today it's worked, and as I said, it feels like a victory for us, for the supporters, and ultimately again the point could be valuable.
In some ways, does it feel an opportunity missed, bearing in mind the result last night that went in your favour?
I think everybody can be talking about results from now to the end of the season and think, well, is that an opportunity missed, etc. I think the only opportunity that we had missed was really when we got the first goal, we couldn't really capitalise on to get the second one to try and win the game, because we had a good opportunity where we broke quickly. I think it's 3-2 and we just couldn't quite get the final pass off. So that was probably a missed opportunity. But ultimately, you just have to keep doing what we're doing. We've always spoke over the last few weeks that there's teams in around us who have to get into the playoffs. We don't have to do, but we're trying to do it.
We spoke about it Wednesday about your away form, didn't we? And you said we're nearly there in terms of turning these draws into wins. Does this performance sum up the away display's not quite getting 3 points at the moment?
Yeah, probably. That we're not probably clinical enough at both ends of the pitch. I think we allowed Blackburn too much. We were too open away from home at periods of times, but ultimately when we got into good positions, we didn't take up them opportunities in them positions. So you've got to do whatever's required to try and get something out of the game, and we'll keep working. We've obviously now got two back-to-back home games after the international weekend, and hopefully we can carry on with our home form in the manner that we've had recently.
Just finally from me, 6,005 was the official away following today. They were an extra man, weren't they?
They were brilliant, and you could sense that they were trying to suck that ball into the back of the net in the last period of time. So it's no better feeling when you score a late equaliser or a winner sometimes in front of your following, and to have that many just showed you what it means to everybody. So it's a good derby game. Obviously Blackburn will feel disappointed, we'll be happy, and we recharge the batteries ready now for an 8-game season, I think.